Okay, good morning everybody. Frelichun Chanukah, good Chodesh. Today's daf is Psachim Daf Chaf Hey. We left off on the very top of Daf Chaf Hey Amud Aleph, but we're going to backtrack a couple of lines over here on Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored L'zuchus Rufus Shlema for Rabbi Kelmer Shlita Yehuda Ben Rivka Leia. It's also sponsored by Avi and Esther Goldstein and family L'zecher Nishmas, my dear Talmud Zachary Goldstein, Chaim Tzvi Ben Avraham Alav Hashalom, whose second yard site is this coming Shabbos. It's also sponsored by Stu Palliner, Lila Nishmas' father Ephraim Ben David Alav Hashalom, whose yard site was the fourth day of Chanukah. Also, Li'ili Nishmas, Yehudis Bas Moshe V'Leia Aleha Shalom, whose yard site is today. And as a thank you from the Talmidim of Yeshiva Rakotel who listen to this shir every day. And it's also sponsored by Gordon Weingarten, Li'ili Nishmas, the yard site of his mother, Basya Bas Michael Aleha Shalom, Neshama Shav Nalia. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So today what we're going to discuss is the following. First, after learning Abaye's rule in yesterday's daf that someone who violates the Yisra Na'ah from Kilei HaKerem, even when it's Shalo Kederech Hana'ah, that's unusual. Normally when it comes to Yisurim of Achila or Hana'ah to Lashonos we add in the Gemara, if it's Shalo Kederech, then it's not considered a violation. But Kilei HaKerem is an exception. Even since it doesn't say Lashon of Achila, it says Penti Kadesh, Pent Tu Kadesh is the way we darshan it. So even Shalo Kederech, even in an unconventional way, it's a violation of the Yisra Na'ah. So the Gemara is going to use the source for the Yisra Na'ah from Basar B'Chalav to challenge that. And we started that question yesterday, so we can go back to the beginning of that question. That based on the Yisra Na'ah of Basar B'Chalav, we see that that can't be true about Kilei HaKerem. The Gemara is then going to discuss whether it's permissible to use Asar items for medicinal purposes. And we're going to distinguish between different Yisurim. Which Yisurim can you not be misrape with, and which Yisurim may one be misrape with? And then toward the end of the daf, we're going to begin a discussion about getting Hana'ah from Chametz when you're trying to, and by the way, that's going to lead to all the discussion of all three Yaharik Val Yavars. We're going to have all three Yaharik Val Yavars in today's daf, and explain where we derive that those three Yisurim are Yaharik Val Yavar. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to talk about getting Hana'ah from Chametz when you're having no, when you're not going out of your way to try to get Hana'ah from the Chametz. It's Hana'ah Bal Adam Bal Karcho. You enjoy the smell of a bakery as you happen to drive past the bakery, but you didn't drive, you're driving to work. You didn't drive there because you want to go enjoy the smell of the bakery. So we have two versions of Machlokas HaMoraim, whether such Hana'ah is going to be Asr. So let's begin again. Let's go back to Chavdal Ramad Beis. We just got through saying that that by Kilei HaKerem, even Shaloka Derech, where Abaye says everyone agrees by Kilei HaKerem, even Shaloka Derech is going to be Asr. So, and the reason is because it doesn't have a Lashon of Achilas. So let's go back to Meisvei, about seven lines from the end of the page. The last one line is Isi. So Meisvei, is that really true that by Kilei HaKerem, even Shalo Kederech, it's a violation of the Yisra Na'ah? Isi, Ben Yudomer Minayin, the Basar B'Chalav Shehu Aser. How do I know the Basar B'Chalav is Aser? When we say, how do I know it's Aser, we mean Ba'achila, and we also mean Ba'na'ah. So we're most used to the Drasha that the Gemara does quote in several places, not here, but in many other places in Maseches Chulin, that the Torah says three times, Lo Savash al-Gadi b'chalev imo, Echol Yisra Bishol, Echol Yisra Achila, Ve'echol Yisra Na'ah. This Gemara is not assuming that way. We are now quoting, we're now assuming that's not the basis of the source of the Yisra Achila, nor the Yisra Hana'ah of Basar B'Chalav. It's obviously the basis of the Yisra Bishol of Basar B'Chalav, says Lo Savash al, but the basis of the Yisra Achila and Yisra Na'ah is different. Where is it from? Because Ne'emar Kan, it says by Basar B'Chalav, Ki Am Kadosh Ata, V'ne'emar La'alana, and it says by Trefa, V'anshei Kodesh Ti'uli. So we make a simple drasha. Malalan Asr, just like Trefa, you're not allowed to eat Afkan Asr, so too Basar B'Chalav is Asr Be Achila. Vainly Ela Ba'achila, Ba'anami Nain. Good. So I learned from Trefa, from Gzeir Shava Kodesh, that Basar B'Chalav is Asr Ba'achila. How do I know I'm not allowed to get Hana'ah from Basar B'Chalav? Because I'm at Kal V'Chomer. Ooh, that's from a Kal V'Chomer. Uma Arla Shalom Nevda Ba'aveira Asura Ba'na'ah. If Arla, where you didn't do anything wrong, you just plant a tree and the fruits from the first 3 years are Arla, and yet it's still going to be Asura Ba'na'ah, Basar B'Chalav, Shalom Nevda Ba'aveira, and Udinshi Asura Ba'na'ah. The source for the Yisra Anon by Basar B'Chalav is that Basar B'Chalav, where you didn't have Eir, the only way something can become Basar B'Chalav is if someone cooks Basar and Chalav together. So it's Nevda Abav, Eir, for sure there should be an Yisra Anon. Says, well, no, but that's not a good Kal V'Chomer, because Mala Orla Shekein Lo Haisola Shas HaKosher. Orla never had a Shas HaKosher. The Orla fruits from the moment they started to emerge were already Asr Ba'anah. So Tom Basar B'Chalav Shaisola Shas HaKosher. Can you therefore make a limud to basar b'chalav, where the basar used to be kosher, the chalav used to be kosher? It's only when they meet together that it creates an iser. So it could be that basar b'chalav is more kal in that sense. So you can't make a kal b'chomer from arla. So says the Gemara, chametz b'pesach yochiach. No, we're going to use a tzad hashav. The chametz b'pesach, we know shahis lo shasa kosher. Chametz b'pesach was mutter before halfway through the day on Erev Pesach, and yet va'asr b'hana, it becomes asr b'hana. Exactly when it becomes asr b'hana, discussion, but it becomes asr b'hana. At least on Pesach, it's asr b'hana. So you see from chametz b'pesach that not everything that had a shas hakosher is mutter b'hana. So therefore, basar b'chalav, even though it had a shas hakosher, can still be asr b'hana. Well, mal chametz b'pesach shkein anush kares. But how could you learn from chametz b'pesach? Chametz b'pesach is much more severe. It says a chi of kares when it comes to chametz b'pesach. So tam basar b'chalav shkein anush kares. How could you derive from there to basar b'chalav, which does not have an onush of kares? To make something else about na, you don't need an onish of kares, because we see by kilei akerem where there's no onish of kares, and yet it's still asr b'ana. So at this point, what we're trying to say is that the isser of achila of asr b'chalav, that's derived from treifa, that's direct, that's tikadesh, it's a gzera shava. The isser of hana of asr b'chalav is derived from a combination of three different isurim. It's derived from a combination of orla, chametz b'pesach, and kilei akerem, and that's where we leave it. That there's no yochiach. Once I have arla and chametz b'pesach and kilei akerem, I can then say that basar b'chalav should also be asr b'hana, because there's nothing about, there's no particular quality to arla, kilei akerem, or basar b'chalav that they all share. I mean, arla, kilei akerem, and chametz b'pesach that they all share that basar b'chalav doesn't have. Right? There's nothing. There's no reason that those three, all of them, should be asr b'hana, but not basar b'chalav. Whatever unique qualities any one of those three have, basar b'chalav does not have that. Any one of those three have is unique to maybe one of them, but you don't have all three of them having the same quality that basar b'chalav does not have. But if kilei akerem is in the picture over here, v'yemisa nifroch, we should ask weiter, mal kilei akerem shken lokan alein afilu shelo kederach hanasan. How could kilei akerem show anything? Kilei akerem is clearly an exception to all the rules, because by kilei akerem the yisra anah is so strong that even when it's shelo kederach. So if it were true that kilei akerem is shelo kederach, the conversation should not have stopped with kilei akerem. We should have gone a step further and said, well, wait a second, kilei akerem is unique. It's unique. So Abaye Tomar B'mai, Abaye would say, yeah, but what would your pircha be? I mean, you would say, how could you learn from kilei akerem? Kilei akerem is even shelo kederach. And therefore you can't learn it to basar b'chalav. Why? Because you think basar b'chalav is only in Yisra Anah when it's derech Anah. By basar b'chalav it also doesn't use lashon of achila. So maybe in achinami. Yeah, kilei akerem is unique in that you violate even shelo kederech. But guess what? Basar b'chalav is also unique in that way, in that very same way. Because it never says the lashon of achila by basar b'chalav. Keep in mind, we're learning the Yisra of Achila Basar B'chalav from the fact that, from Treifa, from it said, the fact that it says Tikadesh, or Kodesh, a Lashon of Kedusha that we have by Basar B'chalav, Kiam Kadosh Ata that we have by Basar B'chalav. So it's not based on any Lashon of Achila. So the same Svara that we had, why Kilei Akerem is Asr B'ana, even Shelo Kederach, you could say by Basar B'chalav as well. V'idach the Kamosavla, Savar Lachi Kagamar Minevela. And the one who was asking the question that based on Kilei HaKerem, that if Kilei HaKerem was really Shelo Kederech, then how come we didn't Asr Shelo Kederech? How come we didn't raise it? Savor Lahachi Kagamar Min Nevela Man Nevela Derech Hana Asav Basar B'Chalav Derech Hana Aso. He thought that Basar B'Chalav is Taka only Asr Derech Hana Aso. Va'Abaye Lahachi Lo Kasav Achila Begufo Lomar Shelo Kederech Hana Afilu Shelo Kederech Hana Aso. No, that's why it doesn't say a lashon of achila to let me know that you get malchus even when it's shelo kederech hana aso. Says Mar Ay, but v'lifroch malakilei akerem shken lo haysalo shasa kosher. But why don't we have a pirchan from Kilei HaKerem in that Kilei HaKerem never had a shasa kosher? As soon as it was planted and started to grow together, it was aser, as opposed to basar b'chalav, which had a shasa kosher previously. Samar Avad Barav zosameres Kilei HaKerem ikaron ne'asarin. That Kilei HaKerem is ikaron ne'asarin. The isser is even on what was originally planted and not just on the new growth. I mean, if you take already, you take grain and you plant it together, you then replant it in the ground together with grapevines, or you take a grapevine, you plant it together in the ground with grain, the grapevines that were there before also become Asr Bana. So the Isser is even on what was originally planted, not just that which grows now that they are planted together. So that which is Asr did have a Shasa Kosher, because before you planted it, it was a perfectly good grapevine. Now you plant that grapevine in the ground together with the grain, and that grapevine becomes Asr. So it's not only the new growth that's Asr Me Ikaro. There is something that was once kosher and now becomes aser, just like by basar b'chalav. So hol vaysel and shasa kosher called the mashrasha, because it had a shasa kosher before it ever took root in the ground. So basar shmaya hamavir otznakum b'kerem. If a person takes a flower pot that has a hole in the bottom of it and he walks it through a kerem, he walks it through a vineyard. Im hosif masayim aser, if it adds to 1/200th of its growth while you're going through that walk, so that's considered to be growing beklayim, then it's going to be aser. But hosef in lo hosef lo, sounds like only if it adds a little bit of growth, but otherwise it's not going to become aser. So it sounds like if you having lots of tznakov is the same as planting into the ground, right? So it sounds like if you take klayim, you take grapes and you take grain that are already existing and you plant them next to each other, it sounds like it does not become Asr right away. It's only Hosif, it's only the new growth that becomes Asr. Yet we just said that even the original stuff that you planted becomes Asr, and therefore you can say that which had a Shasa Kosher becomes Asr. So I'm Rav Trey Krai Iksivi. There are two psukim that are operative over here. Ksiv Hazera, it says Hazera Asher Tizrael Tvuas HaKerem Uksiv, and the pasuk also says in the same pasuk, it says Hamaleya, that it says Lo Tizra Karmacha Kalayim Pentikdash Hamaleya Hazera Asher Tizrael Tvuas HaKerem. So Haketzad Zarua Meikaro Bash Rasha. If something was planted originally together, so then as soon as it takes root, it becomes Asr. Zorua uba hosif in lo hosif lo. But if it was already planted, then it only becomes Asr when there is additional new growth. Meaning, ena chinami, the original stuff that you plant will become Asr, even if it was fully grown before you planted it, it will become Asr, but only when there's more growth after the planting. When it grows more than 1/200th after the planting, then the whole thing becomes Asr, even the part that was originally there. So it is something that had a Shasa Kosher and now no longer has a Shasa Kosher. So that's the limud from Kilei HaKerem, and that's why we don't have any rejection of the limud from Kilei HaKerem. Now a couple of minor points over here. And when we said Mal Chametz Pesach Shekeinenu Shkareis, so Chametz BePesach, we said how could you derive from Chametz BePesach, because Chametz Pesach is known as Shkareis, whereas Basar B'Chalav is not. So Tosfos writes in Maseches Chulin that we don't learn from Chametz to Basar B'Chalav that Basar B'Chalav should also have known as Karis. Meaning, why not say, okay, in a chinami? So if I'm going to learn from Chametz Pesach, so Basar B'Chalav should also be Karis. So it's because
don't shimra din. We don't apply. You can't say based on the kal v'chomer that you're going to apply an onesh of kares. So then Tiferes Yaakov, he raises the question. But even by kares is an onesh min hashamayim. So meichit is that we're not going to say onshin min adin based on something that's not down here in Bezen Shalmata. It's in Bezen Shalmaila anyway. So he says no. It must be that we don't learn kares to basar b'chalav from chametz because the whole isra of basar b'chalav is only when they are cooked together, and the bishul itself is not an onesh kares. The bishul itself is just a regular lav. So it's not mistaver that if the whole thing is based on bishul, so the ikar isra is really the bishul, then the secondary and the bishul is not kares, then the secondary isra is going to be kares. That's unlikely. But it's an interesting thing that he assumes. It's Tiferes Yaakov assumes that mehechi tesi that ein onesh min adin applies to even onesh min hashamayim, that it applies to an isra kares. Why wouldn't it apply to an isra kares? So I think we discussed somewhat recently. There's a major discussion in the Achronim as to why it is that ein onesh min adin. Why don't we punish based on the kal v'chomer? So one possibility is that there's a chashash pircha that every kal v'chomer that we're going to have, we don't know. Maybe it's not a good kal v'chomer. Maybe someone's going to point out that the kal really is a tzad chomer and the chomer really is a tzad kal, and the whole kal v'chomer will be shlugged up. Meaning it's not like a gzera shava where we have a kabbalah, a mesorah. Kal v'chomer is pure logic, and we're humans, so our logic might be flawed. So the kal v'chomer might be questioned at some point. So that's unique to kal v'chomer. But if that's the case, you don't have to worry up in Shemayim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks it's a good kal v'chomer, so he'll give kares. And if it's not a good kal v'chomer, he won't give kares. Then you don't have that issue of ein onesh min adin. Or maybe the possibility of ein onesh min adin is that if you're going if the Torah is going to reveal to us that a particular onesh works for a lesser avera, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for a more chamur avera. Meaning the purpose of an onesh is not just because we like punishing people, because we enjoy seeing people suffer. No, adraba, the purpose of an onesh is to help a person get a kapara. So his onesh has to be providing him with a kapara. When a person gets malchus, that's mechaper for the avera. So just because an onesh is going to work for a lesser avera, doesn't mean that onesh is appropriate for a more serious avera. In fact, if it's not going to give him a kapara, if it's not going to be enough to give him a kapara, then we're just stop assaulting the guy, and you're not allowed to assault people. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in just giving some people kares if it's not going to work for a kapara, and that's why maybe ein onesh min adin should apply even for an isur kares, right? That's the discussion that poskim have as to why it is that ein onesh min adin, it may play into whether ein onesh min adin applies even to an isur kares. Okay, let's go weiter now. So next major sugya, says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yaakov, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. But kol misrapin, a person can achieve refuah using any means necessary, chutz me'atzei asherah, except for atzei asherah. You're not allowed to use asherah wood to achieve refuah. Say, hey, chidami, well, what exactly is the case? If there's a sakana involved, the person is called a sheishma sakana. So sakana is the most important thing. Pikuach nefesh docha everything. So you should be allowed to use atzei asherah as well. If there's no sakana involved, then you're not allowed to violate Yisum Daraisa if there's no sakana. Right? You don't need on Yom Kippur if there's no sakana. You don't violate any Yisum Daraisa if there's no sakana involved. So what would be the case where you're allowed to use any type of, you're allowed to violate any other avera to achieve refuah, but not asherah? Says the Gemara, Liolim Dika Sakana. No, we're talking about a case where there is sakana. Va'afilu achi atzei asherah lo. But still you're not allowed to use atzei asherah. Why not? Detanya, Blaz Romer. If the Torah is going to tell me, why does it have to tell me that I have to love Hashem with all my money? If it says all my money, why does it have to say b'chol nafshecha? What the pasuk is telling me is to love Hashem with everything I've got, with that which is most valuable to me. So if you have a person who values his health more than he does his money, so that's what it says, b'chol nafshcha. Yesh adam shemono chavala migufa. But if you have a person who values his money more than his health, l'chach nemar b'chol modecha. That's why it says b'chol modecha, to tell me whatever you value most. In the Shnos Eliyahu, in Maseches Brachos, ninth parak of Brachos, he says, well, what does that mean? Is there a person that for money is going to give himself up lemisa? What's he going to do with the money, right? He's going to, you know, once he's dead. So how can could you say that his money is more valuable than health? You know, certainly from a public health perspective, we've certainly seen that, right? That there are those that value public health more so than public economy, than the economy, and there are those that value the economy more than public health. You know, whatever the complicated calculus of that is, not getting involved right now. But on a personal level, if you're going to die, I mean, what's the point of all the money if a person is going to die? How can you say such a thing? Ask the Vilna Gaon. So he says it means that a person is willing to suffer lots of yisurim in order that his money not be taken from him. It doesn't mean that he's literally going to die, but he's willing to suffer for it. He's willing to suffer a lot of physical pain. And there are some people that are very queasy about suffering any physical pain and will give up all their money in order not to suffer any physical pain. Rabbi Chanan, Kovitz Shiurim, in Os Kofei, says that it doesn't mean his money is more valuable to him than his life. It means just not to give any piskon pet to anyone who wants to argue. Meaning sometimes people will come up with whatever arguments they want to come up with to try to... So we're just covering all our bases. No matter what kind of lunatic you might find, that you have to love Hashem with everything you've got, no matter what a person's value system is. In the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, he quotes from the Ma'arit that it's Dafka in the Parsha Rishona of Shema that it says, only B'chom Odecha, because in that Parsha it's said to a Yachid. And if you find a Yachid, Shemono Chavalov Migufo, even he has to be Moser Gufo Umamono. In the second Parsha, which is said B'lashon Rabbim, it only says B'chom Nafshechem and not B'chom Ma'odchem, because Rov B'nei Adam are Gufim Chavaleim Mimamonam. So that when speaking B'lashon Rabbim, when speaking to the Klal, so then we speak about normal people. So that's how the diuk that he makes in terms of what's considered to be normal and what's not considered to be normal. So that's why we have this halacha. B'chol mishrap and chutz me'atzei asherah, that a person has to, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, you have to even give up your life. But a Chalash Yesh Basakhan is allowed to use other Yisurim in order to get his refuah. Kiyasa Rav and Amar Rabbi Yochanan B'chol Mesrab and Chutz Me Avodah Zarah V'Gilarayis Ushvichas Damim, that you can have refuah using anything except for the three big Averos, Avodah Zarah, Gilarayis, and Shvichas Damim. So Avodah Zarah, how do I know Hadam Aran? That we just said what the Drasha is, that B'chol Navshcha, B'chol Modecha, whatever it is, if you have to give up your life, you have to express your Avas Hashem, even if it means with your life. And Avodah Zarah is the exact opposite of expressing Avas Hashem, and therefore you have to give up your life rather than violate any form of Avodah Zarah. Gilei Arayos and Shvichas Damim. But how do I know that you have to give up your life rather than to violate Gilei Arayos and Shvichas Damim? Detanya, Rabbi Yomer, Ki Kasher Yaku Mishal Re'eu Ritzachu Nefesh, Now, when it talks about a Nara Marasa, it talks about a young girl who has Erusin with a man, and she's Ne'enas by another man. So the Torah describes it as just like someone killing somebody else. That's what this man that's violating this girl, it's like what he's doing to her is just like someone who kills somebody else. So what's the mashal and the nimshal? Why do I have to compare this crime to a crime of murder? Everyone's alive at the end of this crime. It's a terrible, terrible crime. But what's the comparison to Ritzicha? No, it sounds like it's coming to teach me something, but it's really coming to learn from the other. Makish Rotzeach to Naram Rasa. We're linking Rotzeach to Naram Rasa. Namely, meaning it's not something about Naram Rasa that I'm learning from Rotzeach. This link is teaching me something about Rotzeach that I'm learning from Naram Rasa. Namely, Ma Naram Rasa Nitan Latzila Benafsho, Af Rotzeach Nitan Latzila Benafsho. Just like the halacha by Naram Rasa is if you see a man about to violate a Naram Rasa, you're allowed to kill him. So too, you can save him from violating that Avera by killing him with his own life. So too, if you see someone about to murder somebody else, you can save him from violating that Avera by killing him. And we also go in the other direction. V'Naram Rasa Mirotzeach. Once we link the two, we also learn a halacha about Naram Rasa from Rotzeach. Ma Rotzeach Yarek Val Yavar, Af Naram Rasa Terek Val Tavor, that just like Rotzeach is Yarek Val Yavar, Naram Rasa also, she should sooner get killed rather than violate Gilei Arayos. So how do I know Avodah Zarah is Yarek Val Yavar, V'chol Nafshcha V'chol Modecha? How do I know Gilei Arayos is Yarek Val Yavar? Because Rotzeach is Yarek Val Yavar, because Ritzicha is Yarek Val Yavar, and we link Ritzicha to Naram Rasa. Only one thing left out. How do I know Ritzicha? How do I know Shvichas Damim is Yarek Val Yavar? Because the whole limud and Aaron Ross is going to fall apart unless I know that Shvichas Damim is Yarek Val Yavar. Ushvichas Damim Gufei Min Olam. How do I know that Shvichas Damim itself is Yarek Val Yavar? Says Mar Svarahu. That's a simple Svara. Kehu Dasel Kamei Derava. Amrle Mari Derai. Amrle Zil Katil Lepani Vilo Katil Nelach. A fellow came to Rava with a very Chomer Dika Shaila, and he said, the local governor in the town told me that I better kill this person, and if not, he's going to kill me. So what should I do? So I'm sorry, you're going to have to let yourself get killed rather than kill somebody else because of a svara. It sounded like it never came up before, and they didn't like how, you know, like this was a shaila, and Rava said, svara, you know, you have to be pretty confident in your svara to pass it like this. But the svara is, and this is the way we pass it, that my why do you think your blood is any redder? Maybe the other guy's blood is redder, and therefore you see, but that rotzeach is yarek val yavar. And now the limud that the pasuk has that links narim rasa to rotzeach will also teach me that gilei arayus is yarek val yavar. Mavar avashi ashe l'ravina the shayvle the bartu b'guharki da orla. He saw that he was treating his daughter with orla for therapeutic purposes. Samlei emadam rabban b'shas sakana shlo b'shas sakana miyamer. Wait, I thought you're only allowed to do that if it's pikuach nefesh, meaning orla is not one of the yarek val yavars. So you're only allowed to use it as medicine when it's a sakana. But if it's shalom b'shas sakana, you're not allowed to. Amalei hayishta tzamirta nami k'shas sakana damya. You don't appreciate the gravity of my daughter's condition. I'm treating her with orla because it is a sakana. She's suffering from a fever that could taka be very dangerous. Ikeda amri amalei midi derech hanoka vina. Or he said, I'm not doing this derech hana. This isn't in the normal method of hana, and that's why it's going to be. That's why it's mutter to do because it's not the typical way of getting hana from the orla, and all the yisurei hana are only asur kederech hana, with the possible exceptions like we learned at the beginning of the daf of kilei akerem and basar b'chalav, which both don't have a lashon of achila associated with it, but orla does. So orla is only going to be asur when it's kederech hana. So there's a lot to unpack over here. I mean, this is like you could spend like a month on the Gemara that we just read. So we said, "B'chol mitzvah in chutz me'atzei asherah." Why is it that you're not allowed to get a refuah me'atzei asherah? Meaning, I understand you're not allowed to violate avodah zarah, you know, even if it's under the threat of life. But getting a refuah from me'atzei asherah is very different than violating avodah zarah. I'm not actually doing avodah zarah. I'm just using the raw material of avodah zarah for my medicine. So Rashi writes in Dibra Maskalama that the Isra is because it looks like you're being moda in the Avodah Zarah. It looks like you're trusting the Avodah Zarah to provide you with the refuah. Tosos in Dibra Maskal Chutz says that the Isra is that you might come to make a mistake and be nimshach after the Avodah Zarah because you're going to start to think, wow, this Avodah Zarah stuff really worked. Even though you weren't actually doing Avodah Zarah, you're going to start attributing power to the Avodah Zarah. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva and Shar Gimel Os Kuf Lamed Zayin says that this is what we call avak avodah zarah, that you're giving ammunition to those who believe in the avodah zarah, and those who believe in the avodah zarah can say, look, you see that it works, and that even the Jew is using the avodah zarah for his refuah. Many other rishonim have an entirely different approach from Ban and the Balamar and the Ra'ah. Many other rishonim say that the reason it's usher because you violate lo yidbak biyadcha mu'uma min acherim, which includes anything that's shayich to avodah zarah, not only the Avodah Zarah itself, and therefore it becomes Yaharik Val Yavar as well, that to even violate that which is somewhat tangentially related to the Avodah Zarah. The Rishonim write that the Chiv Yaharik Val Yavar is not only on the Avera itself of the Avodah Zarah, even on an Avera of a Lav, right, that's Shaykh to it, like Lo Yidbak, that's what we just said. So the Raya that they have, that's true. Why is it, Lo Yidbak's not one of the big three. So why is it Yarek Val Yavar? Why can't you get refuah from Atzei Asherah even when it's life threatening? So the raya that they have is from a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Hey. The Gemara tells us that if a person is a chola because he's nasanein of biisha achas, that he fell in love with a woman and he's lovesick over her and he's mamish sick and he's going to die from it, that they didn't even allow. Not only didn't they allow him to have bia with her, they didn't even allow that she would stand meachorei ageder v'tidaber imo, that she would be able to speak with him me'acharei hageder, presumably speaking in some form of way that's going to be very provocative and that's going to satisfy his urge. So and that's not gilui arayos mamish. That's clearly lo sikrivu legalo zerva, but it's not mamish gilui arayos. But you see from that gemara that even that which is a lo sase, that's somewhat affiliated with one of the yarg val yavras, is also yarg val yavra. Minchas chinuch, however, brings a raya that the Rambam in Yisodei HaTorah, Perikei Halacha Vav, leaves out and this din not to be misrapei me'atzei Asherah, and the Rambam Minchas Chinuch says the Rambam must hold that Yehorek Valyavar is only on the Avera itself, not on anything that's associated with the Avera. What about the Raya from Masech Sanhedrin? So a few ways of dealing with that. The Tosi Yom HaKippurim suggests that over there the Choli was because of the Avera. When the illness comes as a result of the Avera, don't be such an Avarian and you won't be sick. Right? The illness came from the Avera, so that we were going to be extra strict. But if a person stam has an illness and the treatment is just from the Avera, then Einachinami, it's not going to be a problem, even though it's a lav that's somewhat associated with Avodah Zarah. That would be Shittas Ram against all these other Rishonim. So Asemes says a little different. He says that we don't have a Raya Brura that on a lav of the Shalosh Averos we say Yarek Val Yavar as well. Specifically, the whole din by Gilei Arayos is derived from Rotzeach. By Rotzeach, it's only a Svara, and the Svara is only when it's Ibud Nefesh Lagamri, not when it's a lav that's somewhat associated with murder. There are lots of lavin that are somewhat associated. Look through Shas, you'll find things that are ki'ilu no tol nafsho. Ki'ilu, but the person's still going to be alive after you embarrass him. Right? Malm b'rechaver b'rabim is that it's mutav to be thrown into kivshan eish because his blood drains, and it's ki'ilu that you killed the person with malm b'rechaver b'rabim. Yeah, but he's still going to be living at the end. So the svara of my chazes dam d'achsu matvei is not really a good svara when it comes to malm b'rechaver b'rabim. Meaning, why is my blood redder? Because his blood's coming back as soon as his embarrassment passes. But if I die, my blood's not coming back until Tchias HaMeisim. So that's the whole Svara wouldn't work. So says Hasema, so how can we learn from Gilei Arayos from there to Gilei Arayos that you have to be Moser Nefesh even for a secondary lav associated with Gilei Arayos? By Rotzeach, which is the source, the Svara wouldn't apply. What do I do with the Raya of Sanhedrin? He says, come on, it couldn't have been a real Sakana in that case. The guy says that I'm going to die if I'm not with this woman. You're not going to die, you know, it's like it's a teenager who's saying that his life is over your life is not over, you'll be okay, you know. So it can't be, says Fasam, it can't be that it was mamish pikuach nefesh, and we were calling his bluff in that Gemara. I don't know, it doesn't sound that way from that Gemara. It sounds from the Gemara that it was really, but that's how the Fasam suggests to frame for the Shita Sarambam based on that Gemara. There are a couple of other important ha'aros over here. There was a famous case in the 1970s of Siamese twins that were born, where they asked a shaila to Rav Moshe. Apparently they were connected and they shared a six-chambered heart, that one of them had four chambers and the other one had two chambers, and they were living off of each other, but the metzius was, the way the doctors described it, is that if they separate them, the one with the two chambers is going to die for sure, they'd be killing that one, but the only way they would live any sort of life is if they do separate them. Otherwise they're both going to die. They'll live a little longer, but they're both going to die. I don't remember what the prognosis was, how many months they were going to live, but that's what it was. It was a matter of months. It wasn't a matter of living normal and long, certainly not normal, but even a long life. So Rav Moshe, they say that the family reports that Rav Moshe just sort of locked himself up in his study for like days to study this shaila, to come to a conclusion on this shaila. And one of the things that he said, that since they're not shtei and shkulos, they're not the same. It's not that you just have to choose which one you're going to eliminate. You're not choosing. It's sort of already chosen because one of them is weaker. One of them only has the two chambers of the heart. So you can't say maichaz damidachsum mitzvei, and therefore you could kill the one that has the lev pagum in order to save the one that has the more complete heart, because it's all based, the whole issue of Yehorek Val Yavar about killing is based on that svara of Maichazis. But you can't say such a svara of Maichazis, which is it was a landmark tshuva. Sadly, they both died, meaning they did the surgery and then there was an infection post-op in the one that I think was in Philadelphia. I think they were I think it was was a couple from Lakewood, and the surgery was done in Children's Hospital in Philadelphia, if I'm not mistaken. But whatever it was, sadly, they both ended up dying. But that was the landmark tshuva of Rav Moshe. The other important tshuva to be aware of in this context, in this sugya, is there's a tshuva of the Shvos Yaakov. He was asked about a story that happened where there was a group of people traveling, and Anshei Belial attacked them, meaning there were people, there were bandits or whatever that attacked them and were going to kill all of them. Al Iske Mamon, they wanted to steal all their money. And when one of the women realized that she might be able to save the group by being mafkir herself, she asked Rishus from her husband, "Would you mind if I mafkir myself so I can save the entire group?" And the husband said, "Okay," meaning we'll save all these lives. And she did so. And now the husband wanted to know if he's muteres, if she's muteres labayla, meaning now that she was married to him and she had bia with this with these people, so she muteresed him. And also, did she do right? Meaning, was it the right call? So Shvos Yaakov says, right call, asur labayla. Meaning, it was the right thing to do, but still asur labayla. Why was it the right thing to do? Because he says, we learned from Esther, that Esther was kashar avadati avadati, that she ended up being asura to Mordechai afterwards. Because kashar avadati mbeis abba, kach avadati mimcha, I'm going to end up being asura to you. Was Esther doing an avera? Chas v'shalom. You can't say Esther was doing an avera. That was why wasn't it an avera? Because it's hatzalas haklal. And when you're saving the cloud, that's different than when you're just saving one life. So yeah, Gilei Arayos is Yahrig Val Yavar, but Yahrig Val Yavar for a person, not Yahrig Val Yavar for a whole group. And therefore, if it's hatzalas haklal, you're allowed to do it. The Maharik says that he develops the raya from Esther, because we know that Esther was Baruch HaKodesh. Pasuk says V'telavish Esther Malchus. The Gemara Megillah Tezvav tells us that she was one of the Shiva Nevios, and she had Ruach HaKodesh mamish at that moment. So she's going to have Ruach HaKodesh at a moment of a Maisa Aveira? No way! It must be that she was doing a mitzvah. It has to be that what she did was a mitzvah, because it was Hatzalas Yisrael. Nevertheless, there's a Nadi Bihuda in Madura Tinyan, in the Tshuva in Madura Tinyana in Yoredea, Kuf Samach Aleph, where the Nodi Behuda says that there's a big difference between Esther and this woman that's traveling with a group of people. Traveling with a group of people is not Hatzalas Kol Yisrael, it's Hatzalas of Yer Chevra. But Hatzalas Kol Yisrael is a different story. Esther was a different story, but that's not necessarily a raya to a group of people that happen to be traveling together. Okay, weiter in the Gemara now. So back in the Gemara. So now we come to the third sugya of the daf. Itmar, hana'a balo le'odim bal korcho. If a person gets hana'a bal korcho, meaning it was unwitting hana'a from chametz. So Abaye amru muteres, Rav amar asura. Abaye says that such hana'a is going to be mutter, and Rav says such hana'a is going to be asur to get. So there is some sort of machlokas, but there's a dearth of details over here in terms of what exactly is the situation. So we're going to have two lashonos of what we're talking about. There are two factors over here. There's the factor of efshar. Is there some way you could have avoided this hana'a? And there's a factor of kavana. Did you intend? Did you intend to enjoy it as you were enjoying it? So efshar v'kamachavin, lo efshar v'kamachavin, kol yamalo pligi da'aser. If it was possible to enjoy to avoid it, and you didn't avoid it, and you had kavana for it, or even if it was impossible to avoid it, but you have kavana for it, everyone would agree that it's asr. Meaning, as long as you have kavana for it, it's for sure asr. If you're having kavana to benefit from the isra na'a, that's for sure asr. Lo efshar, v'lo mechavein, if it was unavoidable and you had no kavana for this hana'a, then for sure it's going to be mutter. Ki pligi, what's the case where Abai and Rava argue? De efshar velo mechaven. You could have avoided it. Meaning, I remember we learned this Gemara when I was in 11th grade. My 11th grade Rebbe, Rabbi Hecht, used to always give the example that on the way to YU, I still smell for it. I don't smell it. He said, down the Cross Bronx, there's a Stella Doro factory, and you could smell the baking from the Stella Doro factory. So when he drives from Queens to MTA or to YU, so is he allowed to take the Cross Bronx if there were a yeshiva on Chalamoid? There isn't. But would he be, or does he have to take the Harlem River, instead of the Cross Bronx in order to avoid? So that's efshar. It's efshar to go in a different direction. But is it kamechavin? Are you having kavana? I guess the factory's not there. You smell other things on the Cross Bronx nowadays. You don't smell Stella Dora. So keep looking at the efshar v'lo kamechavin. Yehuda, the whole machlokas is when it's possible to avoid, but you're not having kavana for the Yisr within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in Kol HaTorah Kulo, or Rabbi Damar Davashen Miskaven Asr. I'm sorry, Valiv Rabbi Damar Davashen Miskaven Asr, Kulam Lo Pligid Asr. Within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, there's still no room for a machlokas Abaya and Rava, because Rabbi Yehuda holds Davashen Miskaven is Asr, so here also it's going to be Asr. So keep Pligid, the whole machlokas is Aliba de Rabbi Shimon, Damar Davashen Miskaven Mutter. According to Rabbi Shimon, who holds in Kol HaTorah Kulo, that a Davashen Miskaven is Mutter, so Abaya Yomar Kravi Shimon, Abaya says good, so I hold exactly like Rabbi Shimon that this is a this is exactly a davar sheinu miskaven, and it's therefore going to be mutter. V'Rava Amar, and Rava would say no. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Shimon aleichad to lo evshar, aval eichad evshar lo. When does Rabbi Shimon say a davar sheinu miskaven is mutter? That's only if there was no other option. But if there's another option, then. if there's another option, even Rabbi Shimon would agree that it's going to be Asr. That's the first version of the Machlokas. We should point out from the fact that the Gemara says that the issue of Hana'a, Ba'ala Malkarchos, telling the Machlokas Rabbi Shimon, you have to say that it's a case where it's not a Pesach Reishe, that it's a case where it's not definite that you're going to get Hana'a. Because one thing that we have every single time that Machlokas Rabbi Shimon comes up in Shas is that Mod Rabbi Shimon Pesach Reishe V'lo Yamas, that even Rabbi Shimon is going to be Moda, that a Davar Shein Miskaven in the case of Pesach Reishe is going to be Asr. The Ran in Maseches Chulin on the Rif in Sadi Gilman Beis writes that Legabe Yisra, no, we don't say this Klal, that Mod Rabbi Shimon Pesach Reishe, that it's Asr. That's only true when it comes to other Yisurim, but not when it comes to Yisra, no, and that's why the Gemara over here doesn't raise that issue, even though everyone else in Shas, it seems to raise that issue. Okay, so that's the first version of the Machlokas Abaya, the first understanding of the Machlokas Abaya and Rava about Hana'a Ba'olad Malkarcho. But from tomorrow, we'll pick up with the Ika Da'amri, the second understanding of that Machlokas. Everyone have a great day. A good day.